2, 3, 3, 4.
2,800 fifth graders will pass through the gates this week. They'll get to bid on a fiberglass horse in the sales pavilion, learn about breeding, tourism and racing, and although they'll doubtless have enjoyed their morning, they'll also have realised just how much the horse industry contributes to the area. Holly Robick is in her third year organising these school trips.
Keeneland thinks it's very important to educate the students in our community about the importance of the thoroughbred industry, both economically, culturally and socially.
Hey, girls, get your last pet in and then we have to go. Let's go.
The children move from station to station, manned by Keeneland's industry partners, including Darley Stud, the Kentucky Derby Museum, the North American Racing Academy and Root and Riddle Equine Hospital. Mackenzie Burke, a fifth grade teacher at Breckenridge, is back for her second year.
It's a really good experience. The kids don't really have much exposure to horses and what that industry is like, so I think they do a really good job of doing hands-on learning, and the kids really get to dive in and see what it's all about. We actually write a paper afterwards about it, and they refer back to it all year long.
Aaliyah is 10 and a pupil at Breckenridge, and although she was most interested in learning about the Kentucky Derby, one fact stood out.
When a horse is running full power, it can go 40 miles per hour.
Over the course of the 6 years, Keeneland has now hosted more than 17,000 students as part of this program. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.